That's the kind of music that the youth are listening to, David Tennant. Yeah, is that the sort of music that you're listening to?
I love that album. Yes, I have that in my collection.
Do you keep up with what's happening in youth music?
With a popular music hit parade, I try to, but you know, sometimes you'll just miss it. You'll miss a movement, won't you?
Have you missed what did he mean? Crunk? Was that what it was called? Crunk? Was it Crunk or Crunk?
Crunk. I certainly missed that.
Crunk. Yeah. Did you miss Crunk?
Yeah, I missed Crunk.
That was a real movement. I don't.
Yeah. Who was in Crunk? Who was a crunker?
I think it was a mixture between grime, heavy garage, intelligent two step. What?
No, it was. It was a kind of American hip hop.
Then
offshoot,
what was crumping?
It? Crumping.
Crumping was a style of dance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like really vigorous. So crumping and crunk are two separate things.
Is it the same as twittering?
That's quite different, Stephen. And we both
do you
know that.
Do you do all that?
No.
Who's got time? Who cares?
Honestly,
do you know what I mean?
A cup of tea. Oh, who cares?
I know. People would care about what you were doing. This is what would be extraordinary. You'd have.
Well, there's plenty of people pretending to be me on Twitter, so you can just enjoy tuning in and they can tell you they're having a cup of tea. It'll just be the same. it'll be a different cup of tea, but the information's the same.
It's not. Listen, you have a very unique way of drinking a cup of tea.
How do I transmit that through 140 characters? My unique way.
Just the fact that they know you're having a cup of tea at that moment.
I'm having a cup of tea right now. There you go. Twitter that.
I like it when there's people who've got people doing it for them. You know, isn't it? Some of the big stars like Britney Spears and people have people twittering on their behalf.
Tell them I'm having a cup of tea.
Do you have any of that kind of? Do you have an entourage? Do you have all those sort of showbiz trappings?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, sure I do.
Come on.
See them all outside with their faces
you
pressed up against
do.
A glass, waiting for you to say the wrong thing.
I would. Wouldn't you
and
like
slap
to do
a lawsuit
that?
On you?
Wouldn't it be good though to be that successful that you could have all that? That you just could insulate yourself from the world like Prince or Tom Cruise. That would be great.
Be great.
Just not having to deal with real people anymore. And going just properly mad through fame would be just great fun.
Yeah. To have underground tunnels leading from your house to everywhere you need
exactly,
to be.
That you need to ever be.
That would be great.
And just making absurd decisions that no one's going to question. I'm going to wear a turban to the BAFTAs. It's not appropriate, Steve.
I'm doing it.
It would be so much fun.
And I'm arriving by camel.
Exactly. Yeah.
They want me there or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, one day. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. You could do that. You're a Hollywood movie star these days. You can
please,
arrive by camel.
Thank you for asking. You're looking forward to my forthcoming... No, listen.
Are you playing a pixie or something? Isn't that right?
Whoa, hang on. Okay, I've got standards.
Yeah.
Me as a pixie, absurd. You're thinking of a fairy.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I'll be playing a fairy in the forthcoming film, The Tooth Fairy. I'm not the Tooth Fairy of the title. I'm an assistant fairy.
Who's the Tooth Fairy of the title?
It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Should I know who that is?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Sorry.
Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, the WWF.
Well, he's an actor. No.
Sure he is. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
No. Sure he is. I said sure he is.
Hello. Ain't done Shakespeare me. Ain't done a little bit of Shakespeare. I'm disrespecting The Rock.
If he was in here now, mate, he would do you because you ain't got your sonic screwdriver, have you? Where would you be without that, Mick? The Rock, he'd duff you right up.
If he was in here right now, I'd be telling him what a fine classical actor he is. Because he's probably quite big, isn't he?
He's a huge man. He's a giant of a man.
Is he good on his lines?
Great on his lines. Yeah. He's got a great comic. Listen to this. It's interesting. This is typical of actors. Actors, they don't like it, do they, when other people do it? Oh, I would. Trained actor. Are you trained, really? You're trained. What does that mean, really? You went to a school.
Was he in the moment, The Rock?
He was in the moment.
Was he?
No, I mean, obviously, he's not as experienced and professional an actor as your good self, obviously.
He's the one doing the Hollywood films. So
thank you.
Fair play to The Rock.
No, I tell you what, he's got a really great... The reason I redid it is because he's got a really great sort of, I think, quite old school kind of comic sense about him. He reminds me of sort of those sort of, you know, sort of 40s movie stars. He's just got a real kind of warmth to him and a real charm, a kind of lightness of touch. And no, he's good. I think you'd be very surprised when you attend the premiere.
I look forward to
You'll
it.
You'll be eating
forward,
your
yeah.
words.
When I arrive by camel to your premiere.
Exactly.
We can compare turbans.
Let's have another musical choice from DT.
Well, this is... I am a big Proclaimers fan. I make no secret of that. And I just thought I would choose a Proclaimers track, but I thought this is quite unusual. They released it recently on digital download only.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Those words made sense, right?
Yeah.
And it's a cover of a Kings of Leon track, 17.
David Tennant choosing the Proclaimers. Twitter that.